Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by WeatherAll.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. A heat advisory continues through Friday. Sunny today, areas of showers and storms this afternoon, high of 101. Tonight, mainly clear to partly cloudy. Chance of a shower thunderstorm low near 74. Increasing clouds Friday, areas of showers and thunderstorms high near 96. Friday night, cloudy, chance of showers and storms. Right now, 75.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The attorney representing seven immigrant children who are still in the care of a Kansas nonprofit after being separated from their parents says policies put in place by the Office of Refugee Resettlement are barriers to reuniting the children with their families. Immigration attorney Claire Murphy Shaw said yesterday that one holdup in a Kansas case is a backlog in processing of the parents' fingerprints. Another barrier is the money needed for airfare for a child and an accompanying adult. The El Dorado Correctional Facility says they're returning to the normal visitation schedule this weekend, with one exception. KWCH-TV reports the prison says offenders housed in D-cell house will not be allowed visitation privileges at this time. Visitation was stopped after a large disturbance involving inmates earlier this month. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
The attorney representing seven immigrant children who are still in the care of a Kansas nonprofit after being separated from their parents at the border says policies put in place by the Office of Refugee Resettlement are barriers to reuniting them with their families. Immigration attorney Claire Murphy Shaw said yesterday that one holdup in a Kansas case is a backlog in processing the parents' fingerprints. Another barrier is the cost of airfare for a child and an accompanying adult. The Topeka Zoo is welcoming a newborn giraffe. Abby, one of two pregnant giraffes at the zoo, gave birth yesterday to a baby named Kanza. Zoo officials announced in March that Abby, who is seven, and another giraffe, an eight-year-old named Hope, were pregnant. The calves were conceived with Sergeant Peppers, who was a giraffe transferred from Oklahoma City in 2013. Hope is expected to give birth within a month. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
Again, we're aware of the issues, the buffering issues with the Mid-America News Network. We'll work to find a longer-term solution on that, but for the moment, our apologies for the inconvenience.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Authorities say a man died after a farm accident in northeast Nebraska. Antelope County deputies and the Nebraska State Patrol were sent around 5:50 Monday evening to the farm, which sits about 5 miles northwest of Clearwater. The Norfolk Daily News reports that the injured man they found was taken to Antelope Memorial Hospital in Neely. 52-year-old Robert Picorni died at the hospital. Authorities say Picorni'd been using an auger in a grain bin. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services has unveiled a new set of goals for the current fiscal year as part of its annual business plan. The list announced yesterday includes new initiatives to improve birth outcomes in the state, address prescription opioid abuse, and reduce turnover among child welfare workers. The governor says the efforts are part of his plan to make the agency more efficient and responsive to the public. Mid-America Network News.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Arson is suspected and and an individual has been arrested in Beatrice in connection with an apartment fire Tuesday morning at a complex near the Gage County Courthouse. An unidentified man inside the six-unit apartment complex was taken to Beatrice Community Hospital, then later transferred to a Lincoln hospital with heat exposure and smoke inhalation. Alicia Acevedo was taken into custody for questioning in connection with the incident, which caused some $20,000 damage, including significant smoke damage. A jury trial in Marshall County, June 27th, resulted in acquittal of charges against Darren Lee Shell, who was charged with aggravated battery and incitement of a riot after a street fight resulted in injuries in Marysville in September of 2016. USD 108, Washington County School Board met Monday, approving a 2.16% salary increase, ratifying the negotiated agreement with teachers. A similar raise was approved for classified staff and administration. A public hearing for the proposed budget will begin at 6:45 p.m. August 20th, followed by the regular monthly meeting at 7. Nemahal Central, USD 115 at Seneca, is considering options for a four-classroom addition, which will connect the middle and high school buildings. Three alternate projects include a greenhouse for the FFA program, renovation of the main restrooms of a high school, and replacing hallway and library floor surfaces. Locker room renovations and an FFA classroom have been dropped as school board members expressed a desire to use cash on hand to fund any work. Capital outlay is currently $2.5 million with a contingency reserve fund of $344,000 and an additional $100,000 in community donations toward the FFA program. It's hoped that a decision to go out for bids, combining some of the extra projects, may warrant contractors' attention, and it's hoped that taxes will not be raised or long-term financing be required. Kansas Works Mobile Workforce Center will visit Marysville Thursday, July 12th from 10 to 2. The outreach effort assists with resume and job search experience as well as recruitment services and more. They welcome the public and will be parked at the Marysville Main Street office Thursday, 10 to 2. Joe Comfort says they can help with job application and interview skills.
You could be an absolutely perfectly qualified person for any position. If you don't interview well, you do run the risk of not getting the job. We assist folks on interviewing skills by teaching them everything from A to Z, how to shake somebody's hands, questions to ask, certain things to avoid, even how to dress for an interview.
Kansas Works helps veterans in finding jobs.
Our veterans and transitioning service members face unique challenges whenever they reintegrate back into the civilian world. All of our veteran staff have served and know and understand these difficulties that they face. We are there to assist them in translating their military skills to civilian employment.
Again, the Mobile Workforce Center will be parked in downtown Marysville today from 10 until 2. Thomas J. Tom Nolan, age 59, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Memorial Mass Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Church will be open Friday for respect calls from noon until 8. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Tom Nolan. Gerald C. Matter, age 74, Frankfort, passed away May the 28th. Funeral service Saturday, 1 p.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 of a church. Visitation Friday, noon until 5 at the Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Gerald C. Matter. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue chicken, cheesy hash brown, a muffin, Capri blend, and peaches. Tomorrow, roast beef, wheat bread, mashed potato, cabbage, and Watergate salad. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by WeatherAllergy.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. A heat advisory continues through Friday. Sunny today, areas of showers and storms this afternoon, high of 101. Tonight, mainly clear to partly cloudy. Chance of a shower thunderstorm low near 74. Increasing clouds Friday, areas of showers and thunderstorms high near 96. Friday night, mainly cloudy. Chance of a shower thunderstorm, low near 73. High 92 on Saturday, occasional sun. Chance of showers and a few storms. Slight chance of a shower thunderstorm Saturday night, partly cloudy, low near 72. High of 93 on Sunday. Sunday to partly cloudy. Slight chance of a shower, thunderstorm. Sunday night, partly cloudy. Chance of showers and storms. A low near 71. High of 89 on Monday. Occasional sun. Monday night, a low near 68. Tuesday, lots of sunshine. High near 91. Chance of storms Tuesday night. I'm Laura Lockwood.
Average high temperature mid-July, 90. Record high on this date, 107 in 1980. The average low is 69, record low is 53 in 1895. Sunset this evening, 8:49, sunrise in the morning, 6:07. Sunny, 74 degrees, winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 12th of July. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Boots, buckles, and barrels of fun with the annual Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids, July 13th through 17th. The figure eight race Friday evening kicks off the fun, and the carnival is in full swing beginning Saturday through Tuesday, with the Great Plains Amusement returning this year. On Saturday, a demolition derby starts at 8, and the Rewind Band is live. Sunday evening's parade on the square will begin at 6, and Tim Strothman and the band are live at 8. Free entertainment Monday evening. And Tuesday, the Fair Supper, catered by Ricky's Cafe, gets underway at 6 with the livestock auction at 7:30. Go online for more information to mscountyfair.com or find the link at our website and join KNDY live from the Marshall County Fair beginning Friday, July 13th.
The Rockies and Indians combined for 38 runs against their opponents Wednesday. Croatia stuns the soccer world. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Well, the Rockies poured it on in Denver, unloading 19 runs before the sixth inning against the Diamondbacks.
One, and that one is sent deep to left field. Going back is Peralta. This one is gone.
On KOA, Carlos Gonzalez went deep twice as Colorado rolled to a 19-2 victory. And the Indians pelted Cincinnati pitchers, dropping 19 on the Reds. J-Ram smacked a pair.
Swung on, blasted, high, deep to right, gone!
On WTAM, Ramirez is second in the AL with 27 homers. Cleveland won 19-4, snapping a four-game slide. And a stunner at the World Cup, Croatia knocked out England 2-1 in extra time Wednesday. Croatia is the second smallest country by population to make a cup final. The World Cup comes to an end Sunday when Croatia faces France, 9 in a row for the Red Sox.
And a swing and a grounder, fair down the left field line, hugging the line, rolling all the way to the corner. Mookie scores. Benintendi, he's being waved home. Two-run score.
On WEEI, Boston topped Texas 4-2. The Mets and Phillies scoreless until Captain Nimmo stepped up as a pinch hitter in the 10th.
Hit high, hit well, to right, got a chance to go. Brandon Nimmo hits it out. Ball game!
On WOR, Mets 3-0 over the Phillies. And Ozzie Albies left the yard twice as the Braves are back in the win column.
And it's socked to center. Pilar on his horse. Straight back to the wall. Looks up. Gone!
On WCNN, Atlanta tilts Toronto 9-5 after losing 6 of their last 7. Nat slugger Bryce Harper will take on Braves' Freddie Freeman in the first round of the Home Run Derby on Monday night. And Brewers' Jesus Aguilar and Mariners' Gene Segura won the final two roster spots from online All-Star balloting Wednesday. Wimbledon, ladies' semifinals this morning. Serena Williams will take on Yulia Gerges, and Yelena Ostapenko faces Angelique Kerber. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Marysville American Legion Jr. stayed alive another day, defeating Junction City on Wednesday evening 7-4. Marysville, a rematch with Donovan County. Bottom of the bracket, the winner advances as the Zone 2 champion. Donovan County had defeated Marysville on Monday evening 20-10. Marysville and Donovan County square off at 7 this evening at Phil Housen Field in Marysville. Clay Center wins Zone 1 championship, defeating Donovan County on Wednesday 10-0. Clay Center advancing to postseason 21-6.
Want to hear a secret?
Yup!
It's Marysville's best-kept secret, Bite Me Barbecue.
Barbecue.
Bite Me Barbecue has fresh smoked meats and homemade sides that are made fresh daily. Open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday. That's Bite Me Barbecue, 14th and Center in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Trump said he's not going to rush into a new North American free trade agreement. He thinks the U.S. can get a better deal by waiting until after the dust settles in the midterm elections this fall. Agriculture groups fall on the other end of the spectrum, though, wanting a deal done as quickly as possible, which would help to rid the tariffs currently in place. The president spoke with Fox News on Sunday, saying he's focused on trade. He said every country is calling every day saying, let's make a deal, let's make a deal. The president said it's all going to work out. Canada and Mexico would also like to get a deal in place much quicker than the fall, the U.S. elections. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's office confirms he spoke on the phone with the new Mexican president, Lopez Obrador, about a mutual beneficial economic and trading relationship between the two countries. While President Trump is content to wait, tariffs assessed by all three NAFTA nations are in full effect now, and retaliatory tariffs between China and the U.S. also in place and continue to put a strain on American agriculture. A trial is underway this week in California as witnesses will begin to testify in the first case alleging that Monsanto's Roundup causes cancer. Lee Johnson, a groundskeeper for a California school district, alleges that years of spraying hundreds of gallons of the product caused him to develop non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a form of cancer. Opening arguments took place earlier this week. The case is separate from one of a class action suit that involves more than 300 plaintiffs who argue that their exposure to the weed killer caused them to also develop non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That case is waiting on a judge evidentiary decision that will determine if the case will proceed. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which is agriculture. Of course, GMOs continue to be a hot-button issue for many people. And that's why one of the world's largest food-producing corporations has come out with a statement about GMOs. After this.
It's that time of year again. Time to tackle some difficult tasks, like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wenck Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wenck Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Minneapolis-based General Mills, one of the largest food companies in the world, decided recently that it needed to make a statement about GMOs. It said in this statement that people care about the foods they eat, so we care about the foods we provide. As genetically modified ingredients become more common in the global food supply, particularly in the U.S., we know that consumers may have questions about this technology. On safety, our number one priority, we find broad global consensus among food and safety regulatory bodies that approved GM ingredients are safe. Those who have approved biotech crops to be as safe and acceptable as their conventional counterparts include the UN World Health Organization, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, the European Food Safety Authority, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Health Canada, the National Academy of Sciences, the American Medical Association, and the British Royal Society all say there is no health risk associated with GM foods or ingredients. General Mills goes on to write that this technology is not new. Biotech seeds have been approved by global food safety agencies and widely used by farmers in food crops for more than 20 years. Because U.S. farmers use GM seed to grow certain crops, 70% of foods on U.S. grocery store shelves likely contain GMO ingredients. As a result, if an American food or beverage product lists corn, soy, canola, cottonseed, or beet sugar as an ingredient, and it's not organic, it likely contains GMOs. Global food safety experts will note there has not been a single incident of harm to health or safety demonstrably linked to the use of GMOs anywhere in the world. The General Mills statement goes on, GM crops generally need less insecticide, may allow for the use of less harmful herbicides, and enable sustainable farming practices like no-till farming, which can require less energy use by farmers, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, improve water quality, improve nitrogen retention, improve water filtration, and reduce soil erosion. Because GM crops can protect against weeds or disease, farmers planting GM crops tend to generate more stable and sometimes higher yields. General Mills notes that this could be important to global food security. Ensuring safe and effective food production while conserving precious natural resources is a long-standing commitment for General Mills. We believe biotechnology. Back after this.
At LDI, we're doing what it takes to keep you farming with great service and innovative products. We carry all the AGCO equipment you need for year-round productivity. From Massey Ferguson and Challenger tractors to Gleaner combines and Rogator and Terragator sprayers, and our parts specialists are some of the best in Kansas, providing you with genuine, affordable AGCO parts whenever you need them. Visit one of our 12 locations across Kansas to find out what LDI can do for you. LDI, doing what it takes.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Short run of cattle today, 25 black cow-calf pairs, 35 black fall-bred running age, 5 black fall-bred running age, 65 black steers and heifers, calves 3 to 500 pounds, 10 mixed black steers and heifers weigh 3 to 450, 15 red and black steers weigh 6 to 700 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today. There will be no sale next Thursday, resuming their summer schedule Thursday, July 26th at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Wishing best of luck to the showman at the county fairs and urging your support of the county fairs, including the livestock auctions.
Heroes aren't born, they're made. You're invited to celebrate our heroes at the annual Washington County Fair, July 18th through the 21st. Exhibit entries arrive on Wednesday, with open class always welcome. Barrel racing that evening at the arena, plus hero night with the local emergency response equipment on display. This year, Moore's Greater Amusement Rides are back Thursday through Saturday nights. On Saturday, mark the livestock auction at noon. Washington County Fair Parade at 6:30, followed by a ranch rodeo, goat roping, and Tim Trothman and the Blacktop Road Band entertain live beginning at 9 p.m. The full schedule and judging dates are online at WashingtonCountyKansasFair.com or find the link KNDYRadio.com website. Join KNDY live at the annual Washington County Fair, July 18th through the 20th.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, sunny, 74 degrees this morning. Highs knock on the century mark door today, and it remains warm, at least into the weekend.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, good Thursday. Brian Dozier hit a two-run home run, going deep for the second straight game to give Minnesota a boost on their way to an 8-5 victory over the Kansas City Royals yesterday. Mike Moustakas homered twice for the Royals, who have the fewest home runs in Major League Baseball, but Moustakas took the Twins deep five times over the last two games of his series. Kansas City has lost 23 of its past 27 games. Following an off day today, rookie right-handed pitcher Brad Keller will pitch the opener of a three-game series at Chicago, getting underway tomorrow night for his eighth start of the season. Former Kansas City right-handed pitcher James Shields takes the mound for the White Sox. Again, yesterday afternoon, it was the Minnesota Twins over the Kansas City Royals 8-5. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas State plans to increase its athletic department budget for the upcoming fiscal year after setting a record in donations this year. The university announced this week that the athletic department received cash payments of $30.9 million in the last fiscal year. For the next fiscal year, the athletic department's budget will increase by $8.9 million to $82.1 million. Former NBA player Kermit Washington has been sentenced to 6 years in federal prison for spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in charity donations on vacations, shopping sprees, and plastic surgery for his girlfriend. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the 66-year-old Las Vegas man also was ordered this week to pay nearly $970,000 in restitution. Washington pleaded guilty back in November to making a false statement in a tax return and aggravated identity theft. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Juniors stayed alive another day, defeating Junction City on Wednesday evening 7-4. Marysville, a rematch with Donovan County. Bottom of the bracket, the winner advances as the Zone 2 champion. Donovan County had defeated Marysville on Monday evening 20-10. Marysville and Donovan County square off at 7 this evening at Phil Housen Field in Marysville. Clay Center wins Zone 1 championship, defeating Donovan County on Wednesday 10-0. Clay Center advancing to postseason 21-6.
Save some room in the fridge for your garden's first cucumbers. We will share some refrigerator pickle know-how today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
We all would like to make a little extra money. There are bills to catch up on and a vacation we'd like to take this summer. Starting today, you can work part-time or full-time from any location. No one dictates your schedule. You start and stop when it works best for you. Work as much or as little as you like. How's that for a perfect opportunity? If you visit earnmorethanbefore.com, you'll find free information on how to start as soon as today. Companies online are hiring to post ads on the internet. They need someone like you to help. You will be provided with everything you need to get started, including some sample information you can copy and paste into forms. It's a complete step-by-step program. Visit earnmorethanbefore.com and get signed up. It only takes a few minutes. Go shopping, run errands with your kids. You make your own schedule. Part-time or full-time, it's totally up to you. That's the beauty of this system. The only way is to get started today. Log on to earnmorethanbefore.com. That's earnmorethanbefore.com. Now you can be your own boss at earnmorethanbefore.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 12th, the 193rd day of the year. Writer Henry David Thoreau was born on this day, and President Eisenhower proposed construction of the interstate highway system in 1954. As we get ready to harvest the first cucumbers of the season, here's a refresher on making refrigerator pickles. Start with a prepackaged spice mix or experiment with your own. Sugar, salt, dill weed, garlic, and mustard seed are the basics. Using a glass or coated pot, stir the spice mix into several cups of boiling vinegar. Prepare the cukes by soaking for several hours in an ice bath. Then slice and pack into sterilized jars. Pour the brine over the packed jars, allow to cool, and store in the fridge. In just a week, you will have the season's first batch of crispy pickles. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.